It's locals only on News Talk 1590 KVTA. If you've listened to the show for any or the station for any length of time, you know that Tom Spence is a kayaker. You know, hockey's kind of taken over his life with his son, but big time kayaker. If you're a kayaker, there's some good news in Ventura County, especially at the Channel Islands Harbor. And to tell us more about it, please welcome back to the show Public Information Officer for the Channel Islands Harbor, Jed Chernobayev. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for coming back on the show. Now, we have a lot of kayakers here in Ventura County, so what's the good news?
Yes, we're extremely pleased to have installed a new easy kayak launch on the Ventura County Day Dock near our launch ramp.
Neat.
To access the kayak launch ramp, visitors can access it by turning into the parking area at Curlew Way and Victoria Avenue. So if you're heading south, if you're coming down Victoria from 101, you just go straight down Victoria and make a right on Curlew Way.
Oh, hey, that's right there.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. Now, for folks who aren't real familiar, where did you used to have to go? It was a little more cumbersome, right?
Well, there isn't one particular place to launch a kayak in the harbor. There are several locations. One of the most familiar locations is Hobie Beach, which is just north of Kitty Beach at the harbor.
Right, right, right.
Kayakers get to launch from there, as well as a few different day docks around the harbor.
Cool. But this one is just really geared toward kayakers, right?
Correct. There are a variety of areas to launch a kayak in the harbor, but what the easy kayak launch does is make it extremely more easy and safer for kayakers. Traditionally, say for example at Hobie Beach, you'd unload your truck or your car with your kayak, you'd float the kayak in the water, and then bundle up all of your gear and then hop in. Your legs might have to physically be in the water to get it launched.
Wow.
What the easy kayak launch ramp does is you could place your kayak on the ramp itself. It's a ramp that floats on top of the water, so you don't really have to get your feet wet.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, you hop in, you put the kayak on the ramp, you enter into your kayak, and then there is integrated paddle notches that make launching and docking safe and easy. So after you put your kayak in, you use your paddle to pull yourself forward on the notches, and that will allow you to not have to enter the water with your feet if that's a concern for you. I went down to the new launch ramp several weeks ago when our Harbor Department maintenance staff installed it, and much to my surprise, there were like four different groups of people who used it within an hour, and there was a young man who used it. There was a couple, an older couple who came. One of the man had a disability. Him and his wife were both able to launch fairly easy. So
that's why
we're excited about the launch ramp. It's easy to use and extremely safe for our kayaking community.
Oh, that's fantastic. So that's one less thing people have to worry about, and then that gives them a little extra time out on the water, right?
Sure.
Which is nice.
We'd love to have people here.
Absolutely. So it's the new Easy Kayak Ramp. Where is it again, Jed?
It's at the Ventura County Day Dock. And people could access it on Curlew Way off of Victoria Avenue. And for people who are familiar with the harbor, it's the Ventura County Day Dock is near Fisherman's Wharf.
There you go. Cool. Now, before I forget, we're like breathing down the neck of the 4th of July here. And I know Channel Islands Harbor has so much to offer. Are you guys going to do anything special for the 4th?
We have a variety of activities at the harbor for the 4th of July. We love to be host to Oxnard's only fireworks show. Visitors could come early in the day and experience a number of great family-friendly activities, or they could come a little bit before the fireworks show starts. Just to give you a little rundown of the 4th of July at the Channel Islands Harbor, for those who want to get an early start, we have a 10K race and a 5K fun run slash walk along Sunset Lane near Hollywood Beach.
Cool.
And that race starts at 8 a.m. People could register and check in at 7 a.m. Once that's finished, we have a children's parade that starts at 10:30 a.m. And this parade begins at Albacore Way and travels up north Harbor Boulevard and ends at Cabazon Circle, which is home to our Marine Emporium Landing. And at Marine Emporium Landing, we'll have activities between 11 a.m. and 9 p.m., including a crafter's market, an inflatable fun zone, a rock climbing wall, and food booths.
Ooh, yum.
And if that wasn't enough, before the fireworks start at 6 p.m., we have our second annual electric boat parade. And
oh, nice!
There's going to be about 50 electric boats that are decorated very patriotically, and they will be cruising around the harbor. So it's a really good opportunity if you want to come out late in the afternoon to watch that with your children and your friends and family. And then at 9 p.m. is our big show.
9 p.m. is when the fireworks start. Then we get a lot of questions on, what time do the fireworks start? Well, it has to be dark.
Exactly.
And there's really not a bad place to see the fireworks from down
Definitely
that way.
Definitely not. And I wanted to bring to your attention a contest that we're doing on Facebook that might give your listeners and our visitors a very unique opportunity to watch the fireworks.
Oh, yeah.
Last night we posted a Facebook contest on the Channel Islands Harbor Facebook page.
Okay.
Our good friends at Channel Islands Sport Fishing provided 4 tickets to go aboard the Gentleman, one of their boats that moors at the Channel Islands Sport Fishing. And what they're going to do is do a harbor cruise for the 4th of July. So you could watch fireworks by the sea, on the sea.
Oh,
so
wow.
We're really excited to have this contest in partnership with Channel Islands Sport Fishing.
And how do you enter that again?
You would go to the Channel Islands Harbor Facebook page.
Okay.
You would like the post and then comment on why you would like to have the tickets.
Oh, nice.
And they were very generous to provide 4 tickets aboard the boat. They're a family business, and they wanted to make sure, you know, a family would be able to enjoy the fireworks on the sea. And 4 tickets was very generous of them.
Absolutely. Well, thank you to them, and thank you to you guys for putting on this big 4th of July extravaganza. So, again, that's coming up on the 4th of July. All the fun starts in the morning. You could spend the whole day at Channel Islands Harbor. All you got to do is bring your own sunscreen, and you guys seem to be providing everything else.
Oh, yes. We have a day full of events. Come in the morning, come in the afternoon, or come in the evening. We'd love to have you here.
Oh, that'd be so cool. And bring your kayak, because you've got the easy kayak launch, that's going to make it easy for a lot of people. Like you said, some people are weird about, they love the water, but they're weird about getting their feet wet. And that's perfectly fine.
Sure.
Cool deal. So now, Jed, real quick before we go, how do people get more information on the Channel Islands Harbor, maybe to be a sponsor for some of the events or to just get down there and enjoy the day?
We would love for visitors interested in coming down to the Channel Islands Harbor to get more information at channelislandsharbor.org. It's our website, and we try to keep it packed full of informative information for everybody to consume.
Cool deal. Public Information Officer Jed Chernobayev of the Channel Islands Harbor. Enjoy the new kayak, the Easy Kayak Ranch launch. Say that 10 times fast. Kayak launch ramp. More coffee needed. And, of course, the 4th of July. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having us. We really appreciate it.
You bet.